Hello, and thanks for tuning in to the 10th and Broad Church of Christ podcast. Today's message is presented by Ken Holsberry, the preaching minister at the 10th and Broad Church. Let's tune in now for Ken's message.
Matthew chapter 28, 18 through 20. And Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo and behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age."
Angina ia Yesu iaro parbar. Ka Yesu tal pielba ti yelba ka. Namun komana tanza a salwonzu ni a tianzu. Ye tinti I kaniboro ha, liera mpoturo. Ye koroba a suo a san, ni a die, ni a boro son yo yam. Tizani ba, kabaturo a alaha, na yam nuor koyena. Tiaman, na beni yena bibieza, le titani a tian baro dar.
Jésus s'approche et leur dit, "J'ai reçu tout pouvoir au ciel et sur la terre. Allez chez tous les peuples pour que les jeunes deviennent mes disciples. Baptisez-les au nom du Père, du Fils et du Saint-Esprit. Apprenez-leur à obéir tous les commandements que je vous ai donnés. Et moi, je suis avec vous tous les jours jusqu'à la fin du monde."
C'est pour tanto. Vayan y hagan discípulos de todas las naciones, bautizándolos en el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo, enseñándoles a obedecer todo lo que les he mandado a ustedes. Y les aseguro que estaré con ustedes siempre, hasta el fin del mundo.
It doesn't matter what language you say it in. Jesus is looking for a church who will go. We're in this series looking at the kind of church that Jesus is looking for, and we've been in Revelation chapter 2. We'll continue to in that series to be in Revelation 2 and 3, but this morning I want us to look over at Revelation chapter 5. It's one of my favorite scenes in all of Scripture. The scene begins in chapter 4 where Jesus reveals the throne room of God to John. And then in chapter 5, Jesus further reveals that God is holding a scroll in his right hand. And there is writing on both sides, and it's sealed with seven seals, and it's unopened. And a loud voice, the loud voice of an angel, cries out across heaven and over the earth and under the earth and asks, "Who is worthy to open the seals? Who is worthy to read the scroll? Who is able to look inside?" And the scene reveals two truths to us. First of all, God has a plan. God has a work to be done. God has a mission to accomplish. That's the first truth. But we see the second truth when an angel calls out across heaven and earth looking for someone who is worthy, someone who is able to go and accomplish the mission. And no one was worthy. And John weeps. But one of the 24 elders who Scripture tells us are sitting around the throne of God, one of those 24 elders says to John, "Don't weep, don't cry anymore. See, look, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of Jesse. He is able to open the scroll. And as we look and we get a glimpse of Jesus, who is the Lion of Judah, John says that he saw him as the Lamb of God, slain. Because, brothers and sisters, that is how Jesus accomplished the mission of God. He accepted the call that rang across heaven. He left the glory of the throne room of God and he came to earth to accomplish the mission of his Father. And Paul writes it this way in Philippians. He says that he was in very nature God, but he did not demand or cling to his rights as God, but he humbled himself and he became nothing, taking on the very nature of a servant. And all through his life, Jesus perfectly accomplished the will and the mission of God. And that mission was this, according to John in chapter 1, that all who will believe in him will be given the right to be called children of God. That's God's mission. It's said many ways in many places in Scripture, but that is the heart of God's mission. God, through Jesus Christ, desires that every person he has ever created through Jesus would become a part of his family and would live with him in our home with him around the throne room of God forever and ever and ever as sons and daughters of God, as brothers and sisters of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the mission of God. It's the mission that God gave Jesus, and it's the mission that Jesus gave us. And we just heard it read in several different languages. We call it the Great Commission. It's a commission to go. It's a commission to go and to continue to accomplish the mission of God. And all authority in heaven and on earth was given to Jesus to accomplish this mission. And he, as he calls us, gives us the authority. And he calls us to go just as he went. And he calls us to make disciples just as he made disciples. He calls us to baptize them and to teach them everything that he commanded. And he promises that he will be with us as we do this. And so that is the continuing mission of God, to go and to make disciples, to preach the good news of Jesus Christ, that he came and that he lived and that he died and that, hallelujah, he lives again. That message is the message that saves people. It is the message that transforms people. It is the message that redeems people. It is the message. It is the good news. It is the gospel that transfers someone from being lost in the kingdom of darkness to being saved in the kingdom of light. It is the message that removes believers from the loneliness of orphans to the joy of family. It is the message that instills in every human being their true worth as children of God. And that is still the mission of God. It has never changed. It is the mission that Jesus accomplished. It is the mission that he calls his church to join, because Jesus is looking for a church that is on mission. And so the call rings out still this morning, just as it did that moment in heaven. Who will answer the call? Who will go? Will you? Will you? It may be called, like the keys, like Andy and Melissa, like the Holcombs, like the Rollins. We could continue to call a roll call of names who received the call of God to go, and they went to another land, to another place, in another language. But the call to go comes in many different forms. Your call to go may be in the form of a text, like it was for Sam and his wife, And the call would be simply to go to the hospital, to go wherever that person is. It comes in many forms. Your call may be simply to go across the room, to go to another neighborhood. But the call is the call of God, the call that Jesus answered, the call that He is asking His church to answer. And folks, God has called me on a mission here. We have a mission in this place. In the very first conversation I had with the elders, I told them that I wouldn't come back if it was just going to be to come back so I'd feel good and everybody'd feel good and things go back to like they used to be. That's not the call of God. Not for us to be comfortable. Not for us to be content. That's not the mission of God. But I said I would come back if we were going to accomplish a mission. And the specific mission that I shared with them that God put on my heart, and I'll tell you more about that in a different place, in a different time. But that specific mission, the burden that He's put on me, is that we absolutely must reach the next generations for Jesus Christ. For the church to go on, we must reach the next generations for Jesus Christ. For the kingdom of God to continue, we must reach the next generations for Jesus Christ. Generations who are absent from our churches, generations who are lost without Jesus, generations who we may not understand and who very honestly some of you may not like, but God likes them and God loves them and God wants to save them. And He has called us to a mission, church. Will you answer the call? Will you go? Will you leave behind whatever it is that we have to leave behind to continue the mission of God, to share the good news of Jesus Christ with every person? That's the mission. It's never changed. It's the mission that Jesus left heaven for. And it's the mission that He calls His church to. And I'm calling you to it this morning. It's the mission that takes place on the campus of MSU at M4C. It's the mission that takes place in your neighborhoods. It's the mission that takes place in the coffee shops. And in the grocery store. It's the mission that takes place where you work and where you play and where you live. It's the mission that takes place where we worship. It's the mission of God. And so this is Celebration Sunday. And we celebrate the mission work that this congregation has accomplished with the help of the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ in the past. And we celebrate the mission work that this congregation is participating in with Jesus Christ through the help of the Holy Spirit in the present. And we celebrate and we contemplate the mission that God is continuing to put before us here in this place. So I ask again, will you answer the call? Will you go as Jesus went? And there are going to be a lot of ways for us to answer the call to the mission of God. There's going to be a lot of ways for us to go. But on Celebration Sunday this morning, one way that we answer the call is to make our pledge to support mission work for another year. To support other people who have said yes to the call of God and who went. And so in just a few moments, we're going to watch a video. And after that video, the plates are going to be passed again, and you can offer your pledge card. And I have every confidence that you're going to give sacrificially and generously, because very simply, the mission of God is worth it. But as we watch the video and we see pictures of men and women, old and young, who have gone out on mission from this church, I'll ask you to listen. To listen to God who is calling and Jesus who is looking for a church that's on mission.